Everyone, as you know me, I'm Tess, and I just wanted to say welcome back to everyone who listened and paid attention to my last episode and is now returning to listen to this episode. And I just wanted to say thank you. I also want to welcome anyone who is new and maybe who has just heard of me or heard about me and heard what I'm doing. And I want to say welcome. And you are definitely going to like these episodes. And yeah. I'm going to give a little outline on what I did in my last episode for the newcomers. So in the last episode, I read this poem called Be Aware, Pay Attention, and I read that poem, and we talked about it. We broke down some sections, and I elaborated on that. I elaborated on some of those sections, and yeah. So that's what we did, and what I talked about in my last episode that I did, and yeah. So, there is a lot I'm going to be talking about today in my episode, and let's get going, and I hope that you have fun, and I hope that you also learn something new. So, I went to this Pride Festival, and we're going to be talking about this Pride Festival that I went to. And what it means, and how it happens all over the world, what it consists, and what happens there. So, like I just said, I went to a Pride Festival, and so when I got there, I went with my girlfriend, and there was a lot of people there, and I mean, like, maybe about 100 people or so. Like, a lot of people were there, and I had never really gone to a Pride Festival before, for that matter, so this was my first one. But anyways, like I was saying, there was a lot of people, and one of the things that I noticed was the outfits that people were wearing. And so, like, let's talk about this. So, there was, so a lot of people that were there were all dressed up, and I really liked how these people were dressed up and they were wearing what they felt comfortable wearing. They were wearing what they felt was right for them. They weren't trying to impress anybody else. They weren't. They were just trying to be themselves. And I really like that. They weren't trying to impress anyone. Like I said, they were just trying to be themselves. And I really like that because we should all not dress for anyone else. We should dress for ourselves. And so to be there in this crowd of a ton of people who have all these outfits on, and they were always being themselves, and the outfits were amazing. They really were. I mean, to see what they were wearing, to see how confident they were in themselves. And nobody really talks about being confident with outfits, but I feel like they go hand in hand with that. But yeah, the outfits were amazing. The outfits were stunning. And the outfits were beautiful. And we're talking about like a ton of people in a crowd that were wearing all these outfits. And yeah, it was something that I haven't really seen before. I really like this community of the LGBTQ plus community. I feel like one isn't talked about enough. And also, I feel like there's a lot that people may not know about. And yeah, as a whole of this community and being at this festival, I feel like it was a time where we could just come together as a community and celebrate our differences. So, yeah, and celebrate our differences and just kind of realizing that we're no different than anybody else's. That we are meant to be ourselves. And it didn't matter, like, if you're into a girl or you're into a boy, because this community brings each other up regardless of who you are, regardless of how different you are. There are so many ways to be, and we're lucky, and in that moment I felt lucky to be a part of that community. I really was. This community has gone through a lot. I'm not going to lie about that. This community has had its struggles, has faced hardships in life, and those are something that this community is still battling to this day, and we really need to bring awareness to that. And yeah, like I said, I'm very lucky to be a part of this community. And I feel like the more awareness we bring to it, and the festival is all about like bringing people together of all races, of all people who are in this community, and people who are allies of this community. You don't have to be gay or be bi to be a part of this community. You can also be an ally. And that's the best part of this community, is the acceptance of everyone. So being at this Pride Festival, it was amazing to see how all of these people came from around the world. I mean, there were people who were there that came from countries like Zimbabwe, or like places that, and countries and cities. Some came from Boston. Other people came from the Dominican Republic. And the fact that all these people from around the world came together for that day is so amazing. It really is. If I'm talking too fast, just tell me. But it's because I'm really excited to be talking about this with all of you. But like I was saying, being at this festival and looking around and realizing, wow, this is a completely different experience. This is a completely different experience. And it's an experience that I absolutely loved every single second of. And yeah, just the fact that like people from all around the world were there, it really felt like we were united and had really come together as a whole. And in this world, people are trying, and not everyone, but like some people in power are trying to take that away from us. In my opinion, that is not right and not okay either. Because of these moments, we're able to feel united. People come from all over the world because this was the day that we could celebrate our differences. We could celebrate the differences, and the whole vibe was just phenomenal. It really was. There was this one time, and I'm going to talk about this with you because it goes right in hand with what I'm talking about. But anyways, at one point in the festival, there was an MC on stage, and they were, because there was this contest on the best outfit. And to be fair, I think all of the outfits were beautiful and great and phenomenal, but they were doing this, and I guess for the most out there costume ever. And so they were calling these people up on the stage, and as they were doing that, I realized that all of these people were beautiful, except in their own unique ways. All of the outfits they were wearing, I felt like I could just be who I wanted. I felt like, wow, these are people that are not afraid to put themselves out there. These are people who are beautiful in their own ways. And in that moment, I felt like we were all represented, because they were all like representing their city, their country, and like representing like where they came from, and representing their backgrounds, representing their race or whatever. And it's like, this is what we need to be doing. And that was that particular moment that I just thought to myself, wow, I also want to be able to be my true self. Also, while I was there at this festival, there was music. And the music was absolutely great. It really was. They played songs like Pink Pony Club by Chappelle Roan. So good. And that brought, to me, I feel like that song brought the house down because it was so good. They also played Applause by Lady Gaga. And they played other songs too. And the music was phenomenal. It was. I couldn't stop dancing. I'm somebody that loves dancing. But anyways, the whole time all of this music was happening, me and my girlfriend were dancing. And we probably spent the most time dancing and singing and dancing and just having fun. Although I could probably dance for hours. So, yeah. We danced for hours. It was so much fun. It really was. The amount of diversity there is great. Like I talked about, there were people of different races. There were people that came from around the world, people who came from different countries to be there. And the diversity there was great. The diversity was, it was really great to be around people who was like me, I guess. I mean, I'm not sure if those are the exact, I'm not sure if like those are like the exact words. Exactly, but like, yeah. Just be around people who get me, who, and like, you don't have to like know people there, but like, just a diversity of being there, and yeah. Just knowing that from all those people there at the Pride Festival understood me without even having to talk to me was great. And to feel like I'm not the only one, to feel like I'm validated, to feel like I'm not the only one that has ever had these emotions. As if I'm not the only one that has ever felt this way or felt that way before, because all these people were there and they all kind of just got it, and all these people, it was kind of like we all got each other because we were all in it together, and that's the best kind of diversity. Of when you're there and you see other people like you. You see other people who are different. And not just being the only one that's different. So I really like that about the diversity of being able to see other. For me, in high school, I didn't really get that opportunity to, for there to be a lot of diversity. I was one of two people who had Down syndrome at my high school. Not much of a diversity at my high school. I don't ever remember seeing any girl and girl holding hands in high school. I don't even remember a time when there was a boy in my high school who was dating another boy. I don't ever remember that. I don't ever remember that. And it might have been, like, one couple that was a girl and a girl, but, like, that were dating. But, like, other than that, I don't really remember seeing that happen. So I didn't really have. So I felt like I didn't really have that kind of diversity in my high school. As it was, so I was never really around a lot of people that were different until I went to this Pride Festival with my girlfriend. So that was basically my first time of being surrounded by people who were just like me. And I wish that it wasn't true. And I wish that it wasn't true that I never saw a guy holding hands at my high school, or a girl and a girl. Because just to feel like I'm not the only one would have been probably the greatest feelings I would have felt. I also don't wish that on just anybody. I don't wish it on anybody who is in high school and feels like they're not around people who are like them. The whole vibe at the festival and the feeling of being there was amazing. I love the feeling of just being able to be whoever you want to be and to be open about it. I mean, I was able to hold hands with my girlfriend and feel safe and not having to look around because I felt comfortable and I wanted to hold hands with my girlfriend. I did. To be able to do that, and I love the feeling of being open at that festival because we were all being who we wanted to be. People were holding hands. People were showing affection to their partners. People were kissing. And just to feel like you can be whoever you want to be and to kind of like let your guard down for once is the greatest feeling I could have possibly ever felt there. And I know that I'm not just speaking for me, I'm speaking for everyone that was at that festival, of just being able to be whoever you wanted to be and being open. The greatest feeling I could have also possibly have felt, because usually I would be looking around in my old town in Brattleboro. I would be looking around and looking behind me to see who is around me, to see who is watching. But at the festival, I didn't have to do that because I knew I could be who I wanted to be and feel safe. And yeah, because everyone else was doing the exact same thing. There were also vendors there. So as part of the festival, there was vendors there. People were selling food. People were also showing off stuff and stuff like that. And the vendors were great. I was mostly dancing with my girlfriend the whole time. But there was this time where we walked around on the grass and we saw the different vendors, and just seeing the vendors and seeing the objects of what people are selling, it was just great to see that and great to see how and just great to see the inclusion there. And the vendors were absolutely amazing. They really were. There was this one vendor, though, where we got to see Big Frida. She is a music artist and grew up and lived in New Orleans. And she was from New Orleans. And she was there for a meet and greet at one of the vendors. And at this big vendor, it was her, and it was a meet and greet. Me and my girlfriend were able to get a picture with her. And that was really great to have that experience, to be with, to see Big Frida for the first time. I'm actually, now that I think of it, I'm going to play one of her songs because I feel like it's something that I don't know if anybody has listened to before. Because I don't know if anybody has heard of her or maybe listened to the music. I don't know, but I feel like this would be a good opportunity to do that. So that's some of her, so that's one of her songs. That particular song that I just played was called Went. And yeah, it was a music video, but I was just playing it for the music. So I wanted to kind of give you a sense of her music, her style of music. Because I don't know how to explain it. And yeah. So that was one of the big vendors. It was quite an experience. We actually got to hear Big Frida live at the festival. And we got to hear her sing. She is such a good singer and is an amazing. I've already covered this, but I was going to talk about how it, being there made me feel. But like I've said, it was such, to me, I felt like I could be who I wanted to be. I felt like I could be open. I felt like I didn't have to be anyone else. And yeah. So, my experience of feeling different, and I'm actually going to combine this into another thing, which is my experience of being here in Brattleboro too, and yeah. So, I am, and you might have heard that, like, that I mentioned my girlfriend, and, yeah, but anyways, I know that I'm not the only one that is different, and stuff like that, but, like, my experience of being different in this way is something that is hard at times because I feel like I want to be able to come out on my own. I don't want to have to feel like I have to be any which way. I want to be able to be myself, that's my experience of feeling different and being different in this way because, yeah, I mean, for me, in my experience of being, of feeling different is I just want to be who I want to be and, like, sometimes for me, I feel like it's hard because I have to, or it's, I feel like I have to be one way with my friends and be a different way in Brattleboro. I mean, for me, it's hard because not only am I into girls, but I also have a disability too. And so to be both, it's hard because that isn't something that I necessarily want to hide all the time. I know that, I mean, yes, I know that I'm not the only one that's different in this world, but to kind of be both is hard because just as somebody who has a disability is hard because they look at me and people can make assumptions. And to me, that's just not right. People can make assumptions of me. People can jump to conclusions. And that has definitely happened to me. I'm not lying about that. Yeah. And then add on to that, I'm into girls as well. And it's like, okay, so you're also different in that way too. And so growing up and living in Brattleboro, I feel like, and not only that, but like I left for college. And this place in Brattleboro has known me for, 19 years? And has seen me around, seen me walking, and has seen me going to Brattleboro and kind of, you know, see me around town. And because I was at high school for a time, for 4 years, but then I left for college, and I am going back to college this coming year. And so the feeling of being in college and then coming back to Brattleboro for the summertime or for spring break or winter break, I'm not going to lie, it's hard because at college I'm able to be free and kind of be whoever I want to be because my college is Leslie University and I'm in the Westside program and it's in Boston. So I feel like I can be who I want to be there. But in having to come back here for break, I feel like, and for summer, I feel like people have only seen me, people have only known me for who I was back then, for who I was for 19 years. And then to have to say, oh wait, I'm different. Oh wait, I'm into girls. It's like, maybe I don't want to have to do that. Maybe I don't want to have to feel like I have to open up all over again. And that's just not the way I want to be feeling. To have to walk around and the feeling of walking around and looking behind me when I'm with my girlfriend and when my girlfriend comes to visit me here. And when my girlfriend comes to visit me here, the way I have to look around, and the way I'm looking around, wondering who is behind me, who is in front of me, it's like, I don't know what the first reaction is going to be like. I don't know if I know somebody that bumps into me. I don't know what's going to be in their heads, because I can't read minds. But I know that I'm different. And I'm proud to be different. And I'm proud to be myself and who I am. That part is never going to change. I'm proud of myself. And that's never going to change. And if the whole thing of having to come out, that's hard as it is. And it's kind of what I was talking about, was like the whole thing of having to come out and be like, I'm into girls, or oh, I'm into boys, or oh, I'm into both. That could be hard because there isn't one way to be. There isn't one way to be yourself. There isn't one way to kind of do this. So, like, why is the whole aspect of coming out hard in general? It is. It's hard and Yeah, the first time I came out to someone, that was really hard, and that was an experience that, yeah. Also, when I was at college, we kind of got forced to come out a little bit, but to a certain extent. But, yeah. So that was a whole thing too, but I'm not going to get into that because I don't want to get into the drama of it, but yeah. And so yeah, coming out is hard. It's not easy. I mean, even though by this point I have come out to a lot of my friends, and my family, I am lucky that I have supportive friends. I'm lucky that I have my family that supports me no matter what, no matter who I am. I'm lucky to have that, but not many people do. Not many people accept the kids who are different. Not many families do, and not many friends do either. So me and my girlfriend are lucky that we have supportive friends and supportive families. But what I'm not saying is that it's easy for everyone, because coming out is hard. And living your truth is hard. But what I will say is, it's worth it. Because the minute that you say it is the minute that you realize that you don't, that you simply don't care what they think, because you're being honest with yourself for the first time. Also, my favorite line is, love is love, and I love that, and I love that line, love is love, and it doesn't matter if you love girls or love boys or both, it just doesn't matter, because love is love, and that's what matters the most. We are also no different than anybody else. And yeah. And we all deserved to be, and we all deserve to be treated equally. Everyone at this Pride Festival was beautiful in their own way. I already mentioned that, but yeah, I'm just going to say that again. And yeah. Another thing. And I'm going to say these. Another thing is the signs. At the festival, people were holding up all these signs that had different sayings on it. And some said, no kings. And others said, others. And some signs simply just said, like, no kings. And other signs said others, and other signs said some other stuff. And so I'm going to be reading off some of the signs that I saw and wrote down. And I'm going to ask you, what do these signs mean? And then in the next episode, I want to hear back, and I want to hear what you think of these signs and what they mean to you. But yeah, so many people were holding up signs. Signs were literally everywhere at this festival. I'm not kidding when I say that. But yeah, so here are the signs. So this sign says... So this sign says, stars, stripes, and human rights. For me, I particularly love that sign when it said that, because, yeah, that sign is so true. Stars, stripes, and human rights. Another sign. And all of these signs that I'm going to be saying are completely different. So this other sign that I saw said on it, "These colors don't one." Note, and on the bottom of that sign, it said, "No tyrants, no kings, not now, not ever." To me, that sign is powerful and is making a point. This next sign that is completely different from the one that I just mentioned says, "Girls just want to have fun. Girls just want to have fun. Demento." Can anyone tell me what that sign means to them? This next sign says, "God forbid a girl wants liberty and justice for all." I absolutely love that sign so much. Why can't a girl want that? Why can't a girl stand for that? That's what I want to know. And then the last sign that I saw at the festival says, "Trans rights, here to stay." I also love that sign too. And I'm going to say it again because I really like what it said. "Trans rights, here to stay. Here to stay." So good. Because they are here to stay. The rights for all of us are here to stay. And the rights for trans people need to stay in place. For us, for trans people to feel safe in their own bodies. For all of us to feel safe in our own bodies. So also at this Pride Festival, there were so many flags waving. There were there was the American flag waving of red, white, and black stripes. There was also Pride flags waving. And there were so many flags waving in the air, and I really liked that. I really do. I felt like that was something that I wanted to mention here because there were so many flags waving and I felt like the whole festival was amazing. The experience that I had at the festival was something that I want to feel again. I know it's out of doubt that I want to go back to a Pride Festival because of the experience that I had, because of the experience that I felt. And yeah, I really hope that you like this episode. I really hope that you liked. I really hope that you liked this episode, and I really hope that you had a good time talking with me and listening to all of this and listening to the music I have played for you. And as a matter of fact, I have a song that I'm going to leave you all with.
There's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. You're Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby.
Let's sing together.
She's gonna scream.
Oh my God. Can I be locked out at the Pink Pony Club? Oh, I can't. world.
Climb up and jars are on the floor. Love is in the bathroom and the light outside the door.
Let's sing the chorus together. Let's do this. God, have you done? Green point girl, and it's a cobble. Mama, I'm having fun. Raising my heels, and I lied out at the pink point club. I keep on dancing at pink point club. I keep on club, pink point club. Thank you, everyone, and I hope that you all have a good day. Goodbye.